treated as terrorism.
The Prime Minister says emergency services show remarkable bravery. Thousands of apprenticeships and training opportunities are being promised by the government. Ministers say it's part of plans to invest in skills for under-21s. It includes opportunities to work in things like engineering and healthcare. It's claimed Donald Trump's tariffs are stopping people from taking trips to America. A report's found many of us are choosing staycations this year, with London and Edinburgh the top choices. And Katie Bolter is through to the second round of the French Open tennis for the first time. Emma Raducanu and Jacob Fernley also won their first round matches.
Capital weather.
Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Bright early on in London, mostly cloudy with showers later and highs of 17. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm David Dom.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast
with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Right then, here we are, 8 o'clock on your Tuesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Thank you for choosing us as your breakfast show this morning, and we would like to send all our love to everybody in Liverpool as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you do want to get in touch with the show this morning, and we encourage this as well, send us a little message. Why not? Come say hi. 0345 6000 958 is our WhatsApp number. Yeah, just come get involved.
Join the chat.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sort of all over the place right now. My head's gone. I've just remembered what I'm doing after the show today. You know that thing that you two can't do? I don't know if you've remembered this. I think I'm doing the greatest thing of all time. Any sort of millennial will appreciate who I'm going to interview. We need to talk about it next.
Capital Breakfast.
The way we move, skin on skin. No separation, need no conversation, nah, nah, nah. On everything, it's automatic, going civil to a high, nah, nah. Right, and wishing the wheels will fall off. Time is ticking, it's ticking you too long. Right before I decide to go.
Cause it was always you.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather on Capital Breakfast. Tracy says, morning, guys. Lovely surprise. Few people saying this today. I didn't think you was on today because it's half term. It's wonderful that you are. And we listen every day. Thank you. And Jordan and Dean wanting a shout out the electricians on their way down to Paisley. Say, big fan of the show.
Thank you very much.
It's Tuesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean. Right, go on, Sean. Tell everyone who you're meeting today. I'm gutted about that. How's this happened, Chris? How have we let this happen?
Well, you two are so busy doing your other, swanning off doing your podcast and whatever else you do. No, it's one of those situations where, you know what, I took one for the team, guys. I'll step in, I'll do this. So
I can't believe
I'm saying this
without us.
This is so epic. So today after the show, I am meeting actual Jackie Chan.
No!
There's not many people I've had on my sort of bucket list of people I'd love to meet. And I didn't think I'd ever meet someone like Jackie Chan in my life. I can't get over it.
I hope he's lovely, because I grew up watching his films, Rush Hour.
Shanghai Noon, Shanghai Nights. Noon.
Yeah, they're so funny. It's the one with the tuxedo that's special powers.
Don't know. What?
I think it's called The Tuxedo.
Oh, yes, there is a film called The Tuxedo. Yes,
I think it's called that, and it has special powers, and it makes you be able to, like, he's a driver by day, and then you put this tuxedo on, and you can fight really good in it as a class film.
He is a legend, you're right. But also, I know how excited you are about meeting Jackie Chan as well.
Yeah, I can't explain it. Some people, you feel like it's a movie. A bit like when we met Al Pacino. Not Al Pacino.
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro, yes.
You're getting your De Niros and your Al Pacinos mixed up now, Sean.
Are you sure you're going to be all right here?
But yeah, so you might have seen, because there's a new Karate Kid movie. Have you seen this? Karate Kid Legends?
Mm-hmm.
So that's out in cinemas. It looks epic because it's got the original Karate Kid in it. So, do you know Ralph Macchio, his name is?
Mm-hmm.
He played Daniel in the 80s film.
Yeah.
So it's called Legends because it's almost the universe of Karate Kid here.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Because you've got Jackie Chan, who was in the Jaden Smith one. You've got Mr. Miyagi from the original one. He's got like a very clever sort of CGI appearance in this one. It's just really well done for all generations.
Okay, what are you going to ask him? What are you going to talk about?
Well, obviously about the film, about some of his stunts. I want to hear about some of his injuries. But I did think if you guys want to chip in with any ideas.
Yeah, did I read somewhere, I think he's a Man City fan. Just on the football thing.
Talking to him about football.
Yeah, go on, ask him about 40.
But I don't know. It's one of those that I think Man City have a lot of famous people that support them. I don't know if you could maybe offer him, what about Watford?
Or Burnley.
What, so you want me, right, I've got Jackie Chan in front of me.
Don't just jump on my idea now.
No, that's not fair. You can't ask him about Watford and not Burnley. Right, ask him about...
Offer him Watford first.
What do you mean offer him? As if I'm going and negotiating what team he's going to buy.
I think I can speak on their behalf, it's fine.
I've got a spare top knocking around here, actually, a Burnley one, so offer him that, last season's one, see if he likes it, like I did with Snoop Dogg. There we go.
All right, I've got a martial arts legend in front of me. You want me to talk about Burnley and Watford?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm not doing that, obviously.
No, you can't you? You can see if he likes Forest as well.
Here's what we could do. Here's an idea. Sorry if this isn't what you planned. Here's what we could do. We each get a football shirt from respective teams. So you could have a Burnley shirt, Watford shirt, and just see which one he gravitates to.
See which he picks. Like that octopus at the World Cup. You know, when he picks it.
Yeah. In fact, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Chan printed on the back.
Okay, right.
You're going to be able to get that done in a few hours?
Yeah.
But, God.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colours will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down. Up in the clouds, our jealous knowing we found something so wild. We'll be ordinary. You got me kissing the ground. We're your sanctuary. Shadow me with your touch. Oh Lord, we turn me to dust. The angels up in the
Capital Breakfast, 11 minutes past 8 on your Tuesday. Miles says, Burnley have got Jordan. He's their famous fan. Oh, thanks, Miles. He doesn't need to have Jackie Chan as a new Burnley fan. No, it's fine. It's going to work. Right, so I've got a Burnley top here that you can give to Jackie Chan.
I honestly don't think Jordan would like it if Jackie Chan became a Burnley fan.
No, because it would totally overshadow him.
That's
totally
not true. That isn't true. Right, I've got the top here. There's a sports shop around the corner from here. I'm going to see if we can get Jackie on the back before you interview him today at 10 o'clock.
We'll get Jackie Chan, surely.
Just Jackie. Back.
Yeah,
Jackie. Yeah, that's his name, isn't it?
But it's never the first. Well, sometimes it is, but it's rarely the first name. That's weird.
Well, what are you going to get? Chan.
Chan. On the back.
Chan or Jay Chan. Okay. No, because people, no one will believe you if you got Jackie Chan on it. So I'll just get, right, I'll get Jackie. Leave me to it.
We've got long to sort this.
Right, well, you two sort that then. Well, I just can't believe, feel like you've hijacked this completely. I was going to have a really good, like, martial arts, kung fu, karate kid chat.
Do all that, and then because
yeah, do all that, and then straight to the football.
Yeah.
What? I don't have long with him, you know. I've got like 15 minutes.
I'll be fine. We'll be able to sort it out. Okay,
more than enough time.
Ask him about what his favourite film. Ask him about Rush Hour as well. They were so good.
I can't ask him about another movie. He's in to talk about Karate Kid Legends.
Ask him about how good Rush Hour was.
You're not allowed to do all that.
Ask him about Tuxedo as well.
I can't talk about Tuxedo.
Ask, because Tuxedo is such an underrated film of his. He's really good in it. In fact, there's a scene where he does James Brown in it. I'm pretty sure.
What else do we want to know?
Can I tell you a fact that I found out about him? Jackie Chan actually isn't his real name. And he's named after an Australian builder.
No way.
Yeah. He lived out in Australia, and wait a minute, let me see if I can find...
So what's the point of me getting Jackie on the shirt then? Find out his real name.
No, I'm not pointing them, because then that's a whole different conversation. But his real name is Fang Shilong. How about that? How about that to blow your mind today?
Oh, wow, okay. Right, so this time tomorrow, are you going to play out what happened when you met Jackie Chan?
Yes, I will. You'll hear all about it, and you'll see whether I entertain this football shenanigans.
All right, that is going to happen this time tomorrow on Capital Breakfast. Right now, Song of the Summer, Calvin Harris and Blessings.
I'm ripping up this letter that I wrote you. Maybe it's the only way to go through. I won't lose myself for anybody. And I'm sorry, yeah. Back of my mind, I always do it deep down. You don't deserve me, but you won't lie. Got no more tears to cry. Oh, 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 no looking back this time. Yeah.
up in my taxi cab. Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls all around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney song was on. And the Britney.
Cyrus, Party in the USA on Capital Breakfast. Go on, Sean.
Well, I don't know if you've heard the rumours about this song. Have you heard about it? It's unbelievable, this. You won't believe it when I tell you. So it turns out Jessie J actually wrote that song.
Every
not
time
Miley Cyrus.
We've
it was meant
it.
For her, you see, so.
Oh, okay. Miley Cyrus got a new album out Friday. It's called Something Beautiful. It's going to be playing on Friday's Capital Breakfast, Jordan, Chris and Sean. What are we doing next then, please, kids?
Well, I feel like I need to confess something, guys. Because do you ever find that you gatekeep certain stuff? I think you mentioned this morning, Chris, that Jordan's been gatekeeping his outfit for Summertime Ball.
Yeah.
From you.
That's true. That's true. Because you're saying you might do jumpsuit or something like that, some sparkly jumpsuit there. But every time I ask him, because I think it looks good if we all sort of look a bit coordinated, he won't tell me.
No, because he wants
to. Because he doesn't want me to outshine him.
No, because at the Brits, when we coordinated outfits, we were literally dressed the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you both did the old Bugsy Malone striped pin suits. Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to admit I've been gatekeeping something that actually I think I want to share. I think it's time because I think I've found the most perfect kids present for any occasion, for any gender, and it's the cheapest little toy and every kid absolutely loves it and I think I need to tell the world about it.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Get festival ready with the hottest pre-loved fashion.
Calling all young creatives. Kickstart your career in media. Apply now and join us in years 10 or 12 at Global Academy. Globalacademy.com.
Have you seen TK Maxx lately? Weekend wardrobe. TK Maxx. Sunshine ready looks. TK Maxx. Something a little extra. TK Maxx. It's a head-to-toe in TK situation. Fresh, trending styles at up to 60% less than the RRP. Head in store or shop online now. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Members of the Wicked Cast and Orchestra, this is your call to the stage. Stand by, house lights down.
Welcome to this performance of Wicked.
Wicked, the unforgettable live experience at London's Apollo Victoria Theatre. Book tickets now.
Search Kayak for great deals on Wait, that doesn't say flights. Search Kayak for great deals on car hire? With Kayak, you can compare hundreds of car rental sites to find great deals. Even better, you see costs up front. And if it's flexibility you're after, Kayak's got a handy free cancellation filter. Lovely stuff. So next time you're searching for flight, I mean car hire, at home or for your holes, search Kayak and go see for yourself.
The Steakhouse Stack, with two layers of delicious beef, crispy onions and peppercorn sauce. It's the kind of McDonald's you take photos of to put pride of place on the mantelpiece. Sure, you'll need to make room, but you remember what your wedding day looked like. The Steakhouse Stack. It's McDonald's and then some. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only.
Hold on! This storm's rolling in fast! Wait! A lighthouse! Quick, turn us around!
It's not a lighthouse, Captain.
What?
It's Amy. She's just got a £1 fancy coffee through three and she's glowing.
Oh, that's a sight to stir an old sailor's soul.
Download 3 Plus and glow with 3.
One £1 barista made drink per 3 Plus customer per week. Participating venues. See 3 Plus for terms.
The latest travel for London.
Yes. Capital.
An extra 20% off outlet prices. Oh, now you really can't miss this.
Don't miss trying that dress in every colour. Oh, stop by that pizza place that's been calling out to you. Then go back for desserts. Mm. Lastly, swing by your favourite designer brands. Yes, again. Our late night shopping event is back at MacArthur Glen Designer Outlet Ashford, 29th to the 30th of May, 10am to 10pm. Shop later, save bigger. Hurry, before it's over. Discounts on RRP.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Looking busy out there, David. What's the latest?
Well, Jordan, there are delays on the M25 anti-clockwise from Junction 13 for Staines to Junction 10 for the A3 after a car broke down earlier. It's also very slow on the M25 clockwise to the QE2 bridge. That's also because of a breakdown, while it's also queuing on the A13 westbound to the Pitsea flyover because of an accident. And on the trains this morning, there are still issues on the Weaver line on the London Overground. That's because of an overhead wire problem. More in 20 minutes.
Your number one hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. You're Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. Tennessee, oh Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream.
It's big.
Capital Breakfast.
Go.
power. Who got the power?
Check it. When them boys talk loose and tell you power's for a king, huh? You just play it cool and tell them power's not a thing. You look them in the eye and say, I know I'm not a guy, but see there's power in my losses and there's power in my wins. Independent woman looking shower in your bims. They call me Coco, but I'm Mike, you can't be powder in my skin. And you don't need to spend another hour in the gym. You know I'm blinded by his grace, but when you found me, I was dim. We'll be counting down the years, yeah, I'm about this. All them dirty secrets that we share, I'll clear the browsers. We the type to build on our careers and share the houses. You can be a woman and a boss and wear the trousers at the same time. That I ain't never letting go. But as long as I'm alive, then I'll be sponsoring your pride. You know there's power in the couple, let me compliment your vibe, girl.
With power on Capital Breakfast 8:29. Give us a minute. If that, I'm going to play you Lola Young's brand new track, One Thing. Capital Summertime Ball and Lola Young. We're just 19 days away from Summertime Ball with Barclay Card. Chris and I are sorting our outfits today.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. Speaking of which, I've been trying to work out what Jordan looks like today with his outfit. Is he giving sort of dictator vibes to you?
What, with that jacket on?
Oh, I think it's just the way it's all fully done up and that.
Yeah,
it is a little bit.
Button, isn't it? Now you've said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're thinking as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you're thinking of. I'll undo that top button with my hair as well, especially at the moment. Right, what have you got for us then, Sean? You were saying that there's something you've been gatekeeping that you want to share. If you hear coughs in the background,
sorry.
By the way, we've all got it at the moment. We're all suffering.
We're riddled.
So if you just hear a... It's just, we're only human, but we've all got it this week, haven't we? Go on, what have you been gatekeeping?
Well, yeah, this is, you know, I think we all have stuff that, if you've not heard the term gatekeeping, it's something that you've known for a while, and you're onto a winner with something. Like, you're onto an absolute, I don't know, like, a sure thing.
Yeah.
And you've not told anyone about it because you're thinking, well, actually, this is my thing, and I want to keep smashing it. So one thing that I've been smashing is kids' presents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I found the perfect toy that seems to work for any kid from, like, two onwards. In fact, from any point that they can stand and stomp their foot. That's almost the criteria that's needed.
Go on.
You can buy the perfect present, and every adult will love you because it doesn't need batteries. Other kids can play along. It's very inclusive, and it's so easy to do. And I'm going to tell you about it right now.
Go on.
I'm doing it. I'm going to let everyone else get in on this, and then I've ruined it for myself. Because now, if
we've ruined it because this was your present that you get praised for, because not many people have thought of it.
Exactly. And every time I turn up with it, kids are going wild. They're going, "Sean, this is the best present ever," and it's
no one else
thing.
Has bought them that.
No. And now I'm going to say it. Every kid's going to get this at the parties, and now I've ruined it for myself. But I'm doing this for you. Look at that from me, eh?
You are a good egg.
Aren't I good? Right. So, this thing, it's a rocket launcher, okay? Bear with me. It's a little foam rocket that goes onto the end of, like, a stand. And it's a pump action. So, it's got a little tube and a cushion at the end. And a kid only has to stomp on it and the rocket flies upwards. What's great about this is it's just made of foam. So, it's not going to hurt anyone when it comes down.
Price. Talk to me.
£11.
I'm in.
It's just that sweet spot of being cheap, but endless entertainment. It doesn't run out of batteries. Any kid can copy and do it because all you have to do is stamp on it. But what is amazing about this rocket launcher is it doesn't go into the neighbour's garden because it goes straight up and turns straight back down.
Yeah.
I was showing Chris this. He nearly lost his mind.
Yeah. Okay, fantastic.
I've got in early. I've ordered one.
Oh, God's sake.
Right, so here's the thing. That's out there now.
Yeah.
So you have kind of ruined it for yourself.
I've ruined it
to the benefit of everyone else. What are you gatekeeping?
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, go on, you've got to. If I've done it.
Oh, no, because everyone's got one.
Yeah, well, give the world something from you.
Right, if I do it, everyone listening's got to do it. 0345-6000-958, Seat Frog.
Pardon?
Seat Frog app.
Seat Frog.
I don't tell anyone about it. A mate told me about it and told me not to tell anyone. If you want to get on the train, but upgrade to first, yeah, get this app. You can upgrade for about 11 quid.
What?
You bid for first class tickets on trains. It's an absolute game changer. Seat Frog. Damn, now everyone's going to use it.
True that.
I'm going to download it now. I get the train all the time. Yeah. You never told me about Seat Frog.
I know, you're great.
How dare you?
There you are. We had free gin and tonic for £11 upgrade.
No,
right.
Chris,
your go.
Seat Frog.
I'll tell you what I sort of feel like I gatekeep a bit is the idea that you can actually own a bouncy castle.
Oh, God.
What do you mean?
I bought a bouncy castle for our little garden, right?
Yeah.
And it's the best thing ever. It's cheaper than a trampoline and better.
So you don't
bouncy castle.
You don't hire a bouncy castle.
I think there is a perception that you always need to hire it in from an event, you know?
But actually, wait a minute, you're on something here. It's better just buying it up front, and all those times you're going to hire it.
This is it.
You're going to make your money back after like two goes, right?
Or you hire it out yourself. I don't know.
Oh, here we go. Now we're starting a side hustle.
But you can have a castle.
0345-6000-958. What are you gatekeeping then this morning? Can you beat bouncy castles, a foam rocket, and Seat Frog app? Let us know. Whilst you're doing that, here's Lola Young and One Thing on Capital.
Oh, hi. I want to take you on a little ride. I want to make you feel so nice. I want to make you feel appreciated when you're deep. When you're deep. I want to show you just what I like. I wanna kiss you slow, wanna f*** you off. I wanna eat you up, I wanna cook your lunch. I wanna love you, babe. You know where I wanna be. I want you right under me. Can you just live a little bit down? I'm screaming for you, I can't breathe. Turn the light off on me.
One Thing, Capital Breakfast, 8:35 on your Tuesday morning. Now everyone's kicking off a giveaway about Seat Frog. Told ya. George says, can't believe Jordan's just outed Seat Frog. Oh my days, they'll all be at it. Now I haven't even told my colleagues. We're gatekeeping today. We're letting you in on our little secrets. Chris says, no, Jordan, my first class upgrades are going to be 10 times more now. Sorry. So there's a little app called Seat Frog where you can get upgrades. Like, I once got upgraded up to Preston for 11 quid first class. Oh, yeah.
So you sort of bid on it, do you?
Yeah, you bid with other people. I go up like 20p at a time. Yeah. Before you know it, you're in first class for an extra £11. Bargain.
I can't believe you gatekept that from me, particularly, who gets the train a lot all the way back up to the Midlands. How dare you?
That is a bit jack, innit? Sorry. And what were you gatekeeping? That foam rocket, loads of people texting.
The stomp rocket. Yeah, and stomp rocket. People that know. Vicky says, Sean, my neighbour's got that stomp rocket. The kids played on it for nearly an hour. No batteries, guys. It costs about 10 quid and it's the perfect gift for any child because they'll just play on it for hours.
So many people are saying I'm downloading Seat Frog now. Shh. Don't tell anyone else, even though this is off peak time and we've got millions of people. Shh. Between us.
Listen, I've just got rid of my most amazing kids' gift. I can't get that anymore. Okay. I'm doing this for the nation.
Chris, you're saying get bouncy castles.
I'm saying bouncy car. Well, yeah, I think you just think they're unattainable, but you can actually buy them for yourselves. The other thing as well is aftershave.
You're so like dodgy with your aftershave. You never, because people always say to you, you smell nice. You never tell anyone what your aftershave is.
I'll tell you why. Because once it got approval from a major pop star. And
who said you smelt nice?
Said I smelt nice. Yeah, but I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't say who that was either?
No, I'm not That's willing to. I'm not willing to say anything.
You should gatekeep your aftershave, because I bought Sauvage a couple of years ago. Everybody wears Sauvage now.
I bet I know which pop star it was.
But it works like antibiotics.
Sam Smith.
No, it's not. It wasn't Sam Smith. It works like antibiotics. If everyone... Do you want to
it's like antibiotics.
Yeah, it's right. Doesn't have much of effect. Right, 03456958. What are you gatekeeping? It's Shabuzi on Capital.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fish Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. He comes the two, to the three, to the four. When it's last call and he kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar.
Song on Capital Breakfast. Go on, tell everyone else you're the gatekeeping. Sean, you've got loads. This isn't fair.
I know, but this one, like, the thing about gatekeeping is you really do want to keep these things to yourself, because it's like a bit of secret knowledge that, you know, once you tell everyone, it's not as magical. But I will share this, right? Public toilets, not always the best.
No.
But I always remember, back in the day, an episode of Mythbusters, and they tried to work out what would be the cleanest toilet in a load of cubicles. Always the first one.
Is it?
Because naturally a human thinks this choice, and we never go for the first option. So that first door that's open, you go, oh, I'll go a few doors down.
So but now we must always go second.
Well, you should go for the first toilet door that's open.
Yeah, but not if everyone's using your thing here.
Well, I know, I've ruined it now, haven't I? Again.
Don't tell them about the candle, because we have the same
candle.
Hey,
that candle's elite. We can't. We shouldn't tell them about,
we're not
should
sharing
we?
About the candle. Me and Sean use the same candle.
And it smells so expensive. It
smells like a Jo Malone candle, and it's 12 quid.
I feel like
so,
we
no,
can't
not,
now say
we're
that. That's,
we're not doing it. We're not doing it.
It's my madness.
No! Sean! No!
We can't do that to our faithful listeners.
It's called warmth. It's so good.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find the hottest pre-loved looks this festival season.
This summer, an epic new musical arrives in London.
Disney's Hercules. It's a wise-cracking, column-shaking adventure that classical civilization would have wanted. Book your tickets now and get ready for the hero who's here to rock the underworld. Disney's Hercules, coming to Theatre Royal Drury Lane this June.
We need to talk. I just can't go back to the same hotel again this summer. I see the staff there more than my own parents.
Come on, we know what we're getting. And nobody makes cocktails like Alejandro.
Too late, I've already started looking.
But we love the pool.
This one has four. Told you so.
Just don't tell Alejandro.
With 37,000 hotels worldwide to choose from, we've got your somewhere new covered. That's the power of Love Holidays. Atoll protected.
Discover outlet shopping at the O2 this spring. Save up to 70% off RRP on over 60 designer brands, including Nike, Adidas, Levi's, Kate Spade, the cosmetics company store, Le Creuset, and more. And with over 30 bars and restaurants, a cinema, bowling, climbing, interactive football, mini golf, paddle tennis, and indoor skydiving, why not stay for the day? Visit us at North Greenwich, just 15 minutes from central London. Search outlet shopping at the O2 and plan your trip today.
All right, listen up, you beautiful people. It's Danny Dyer here.
And Danny Dyer.
Our podcast, Live and Let Dyers, is absolutely rammed with top features.
We've got the Tumble Dyer, Conspiracy Corner.
And you might catch us reading the latest thrilling installment of my own fan fiction. Listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, look! Is that Dragonite? Dragon-type Pokemon have arrived. Discover in Happy Meal now. Some fun, some food, it's all inside this Happy Meal. Until 17th of June from 11 a.m. Includes one pre-selected book or toy. Pokemon range comprises toys only while stocks last.
Did you know you can get Santander cycles for 24 hours for £3.50? I spent the day feeling the morning breeze. Rolling with mates.
Keep up.
Free wheeling.
For £3.50, you can get 24 hours of unlimited 60-minute rides on Santander Cycles. Download the Santander Cycles app to find your nearest docking station. To the Mayor of London and TfL, every journey matters. Pedal bikes only. Additional charges apply for e-bikes. Other T's and C's apply.
Capital Travel Update.
Take us with you with Global Player, the official Capital app.
Looking busy out there, David. What's the latest?
Well, Jordan, there are delays on the M25 anti-clockwise from junction 26 Fortham Abbey to junction 25 for the A10 after an accident. It's also slow on the M25 with Ericuse clockwise to junction 6 for Godston because a car has broken down. Traffic's being held right now on the M23 southbound just after the M25 junction because of a fuel spillage. And the A13, that's blocked westbound just before the Pitsea flyover. That's because of power cables on the road.
Summertime Ball
with Barclaycard.
Confirmed artist.
Hi, I'm Miles Smith.
Capital.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. Can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. This time
Britain's number one hit music station. This is Capital.
Hilson, The Way I Are at Capital Breakfast, nearly 10 to 9 on your Tuesday morning. It's Jordan, Chris and Sean with you. Have you heard about this new phenomenon? I said that right?
I think so, yeah. That
new phenomenon is called snaking. Do you know what makes me proud to be British, right? Yes, we've got the best sense of humour, right? We're the only country where if your mate does something, you take the mick. We've got the best food, roast dinner if not. Slap it on a butty. That's the best thing about this country. Yes, we can talk about the weather until the cows come home. That's great about being British. But also, do you know how good we are at queuing? Right? Other countries, their society, they just can't queue. They're not strong enough to queue. They've been in a supermarket in France. It's awful. What are we doing? Have you got the cheese? Where do we pay? They don't know what they're doing. We queue, apart from when we're in the pub. Until now, and I am here for this, snaking is happening in pubs and bars across the UK, and it should have happened years ago. We queue everywhere else, but the pub.
You are kidding me.
No, I am not, because me, I'm invisible at bars. I go to bars, I'm like, excuse, right. Yes, mate, can I go next? But that is me at a bar.
You're so right. I'm the same as well. And I tend to let people come in around me as well.
Mm.
So I'm that classic person where if someone's next to me and they go, who's first? Even though I know I'm first, I generally let the person to my left or right go.
Yeah.
And inside I'm thinking, you've got to stick up for yourself more, man.
Exactly. So we need to start snaking. It's basically queuing at pubs and bars. It's happening and it's taken over the UK and it's splitting the nation. Sean Welby.
Well, because it literally happened to me this weekend and I thought the UK was broken. I was like, sorry, what are we doing here? Why? So imagine a big long bar. It was at the Hammersmith Apollo, right? And there's a big long bar there, three staff on. That annoyed me. Like, come on, it's Saturday night.
They never
10 of you.
Fun. They never have enough fun.
Three separate long snaking queues, you know, like an orderly single line. I was like, what is this? We need to all pile in and it's eye contact game. You've got to lock eyes with the barman or barwoman. You've got to get in the zone.
It's Hunger Games, that, Sean.
It's not. It's the way it works.
I'm going to say it. Sean, you're a pretty girl. You're going to get served easily. You've never had this in your life.
Yes, I have. You do get ignored. True. I'm very short.
Let's test this out.
I'm 5'2".
If not today, because I'm aware that we're busy after the show, you got Jackie Chan in there.
Yeah.
Great excuse.
Sorry, I've got Jackie Chan after the show.
One day this week, we go to the pub and we see who gets served first. I'm willing to bet we'll walk into five pubs, you get served.
You will.
That's so funny.
I'm willing to bet.
Yeah, but you don't want queuing because what happens is the pubs aren't big enough and you end up out the door. Like, you won't like the single file thing.
No, we need to start doing it.
No, let's make it more like a butcher's. Let's start just getting like a little...
Oh, a little ticket.
Yeah, we're queuing at bars and pubs. No, we don't want that.
It's here for it. I have spent, I reckon, half my life being at a bar, to the point where when it's my round, my mum or dad will go for me because it takes me that long.
This is where AI could do some good. You know those goggles that you can get now where it puts... So you're looking out normally, but it puts all information on
Like a VR sort of thing.
Yeah, they should be able to detect when someone arrives at the bar. Yes. And it can order it for the bar person.
That would be a good
show. Do you know what, Chris? That is good. Almost like VAR in football. Yeah. They should just order, they should tell the barman or woman, oh, yeah, they're next.
Let's just start queuing at pubs and bars, right? Let's all agree on capital. Nick, you just took the jam out of your door, no? He says, no, queuing at bars. He's ridiculous, Jordan. Don't back it. Also, what happens if I'm sat at the bar on a stool and then I want another drink? Am I meant to get up and walk back to the queue? Stupid. I hope Burnley go down next season. Right, Nick. And yes, do you know what? People that sit and hover at bars, ban that as well. You're part of the problem.
Well, don't put stools there then.
Yeah,
that's the issue.
Don't sit at the bar and we should all start queuing. Charlie says, I don't want to blow my own trumpet. You are, Charlie. Says, I'm 5'7", blonde. No problem getting served here. Yeah, it's all right for certain people, Charlie. It is.
We should put this to the test.
It's not all about looking a certain way. It's about energy.
Girls don't have this problem.
We do. It's about energy. I know what you'd be like, Jordan.
Energy. It is. We can lie, but it really is.
No, Jordan, you get to the bar and I bet you get so distracted. I bet when it's your turn, you're looking at your phone and so you miss your chance. You've got to be focused.
She's not wrong there, to be fair. But yeah, me and Chris never get served at bars, ever.
We're the ugly sisters over here.
No, you're not. Neither of you are ugly, so I know it can't be that.
Kerry says, as a barmaid, you should know who's next. Do not start queuing in pubs. It's ridiculous.
Thank you. I agree. Dan's agreeing with you. They're all agreeing with you. No one wants to start queuing at pubs and bars.
You queue at the supermarket, so why won't you queue at a bar?
No one wants a single file queue. Honestly, I've been in there. It's horrendous, Jordan.
Joe's just... Have you read this text from Joe? What bunch of boomers? Who waits at a bar? Order on the app.
No, we've been done.
We've been done.
Absolutely outed.
Coming up to 9 o'clock, which means three songs on the way back to back with...
No wittering in between.
You've fallen out with us, Maddie. With...
No wittering in between.
Thank you. Capital
Breakfast. Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sian Welby.
And eBay.
From boho chic to festival glam. Shop free loved.
In a world where innovation meets style, there's a new name on the road. And right now, people like you are discovering a car brand that values you. Feel the future in motion as the Emotive 5 petrol and E5 electric blend next level technology with your active lifestyle. With state-of-the-art features like wireless mobile phone charging as standard, say hello to a car that fits your lifestyle and your future. Starting from £25,915. Book your test drive online now. Search Emotive to find your nearest dealer. Emotive, value everything.
10-4, report of torchlights in property. Potential break-in, over.
Going to investigate, over.
Evening, you're shining.
I was just getting a glass of water.
There's literally light radiating from you.
Oh, yeah. I've got a £3 cinema ticket through three and I've been glowing all day.
You're blinding me, madam.
Source of light identified, over.
Download 3 Plus and glow with 3.
One 2D cinema ticket per week for £3. Online 95p booking fee or in person only. See 3 Plus for terms.
There's not many things as epic as jumping over a volcano in a monster truck or even swinging over a crocodile-infested river. But 15% off when you spend £15 at Mackey's comes pretty close. Deal drop. Redeem all week only in the app. 18 plus app only. One use per week until the 1st of June. Minimum spend and discount only applies to food and drink. Fees apply to delivery. Participation varies. T's and C's apply.
You know what I love about Eurostar? I can change my ticket up to an hour before departure. I was supposed to get the 6 a.m. train, but when I got home at 3 a.m., I thought, hey, what's the rush? So I switched it to 2 p.m. and now I'm traveling fresh as a daisy.
Drink, monsieur?
Coffee, please.
Eurostar. Together, we go further.
Changes limited to date and time. Pay ticket price difference subject to availability. Policy varies by class of travel. See Eurostar.com.
For loft conversions and home extensions across London, visit simplyeasyrefurbs.co.uk.
Members of the Wicked Carston Orchestra, this is your call to the stage. Stand by, house lights down.
Welcome to this performance of Wicked.
Wicked, the unforgettable live experience at London's Apollo Victoria Theatre. Book tickets now.
The latest news.
Next, Capital.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, two people, including a child, have serious injuries after a car was driven into crowds at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. It happened as the celebrations wrapped up last night. Capital's Liam Gotting is in Liverpool city centre.
Well, 47 people in total were injured in the incident, including four children. Three fire crews attended the scene and helped to remove three adults and a child who were trapped underneath the car.
A 53-year-old man believed to be the driver has been arrested. Police say they're not looking for anyone else. Liam Robinson is from Liverpool City Council.
It's cast a very dark shadow of what had been a joyous day for the city and the finale to a fabulous bank holiday weekend.
Prime Minister said the whole country stands with Liverpool. Thousands more training opportunities are going to be given to under-21s in England. The government says it's part of plans to invest in skills for young people. It looks like Brits are choosing London as a destination for a staycation. Reports found many of us are choosing not to go abroad this year because of money worries. And could Cristiano Ronaldo be looking for a new club? He appears to have hinted he's leaving his team in the Saudi Pro League in a post on his socials. FIFA bosses say they are in discussions about a move that could see him play in the Club World Cup next month.
Capital weather.
Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Bright early on in London, mostly cloudy with showers later and highs of 17. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm David Dom.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Charles Welby. Capital Breakfast.
Now, 9 o'clock, Tuesday morning. It's Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris and Sean. A four-day week after the bank holiday weekend, and we've already decided that we need to start queuing in pubs. What a Tuesday we're having so far.
No one else agrees with you, including Stuart, who says, as an ex-bar manager, Jordan, you've got the vibes that you'll either forget your order when you get to the bar, or you'll have the most annoying cocktails.
Probably both, to be fair. He's not wrong there, Stuart. Let's text him.
Yeah, he's got that spot on. Loads to come. We've got Pet or Partner, on the way after 9:30.
Yeah, that's one of our favourite games. Also, I've got an issue with an exercise I keep seeing everywhere. I don't understand it. You think me doing paddle is culty behaviour? I think this is even worse. Let's talk about it next.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner's outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, it's to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, Benny, don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Benny, don't do it, Benny, don't do it. But I need to go. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
I'm so mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know. But if you need to reapply, maybe for you, though I could accommodate. I'm flexible, so just tell me what you like. Tantric yoga, baby, namaste. If you don't want me, I'll just deem you gay. But if you
something gets in the way. Seems you cannot be replaced, and I'm the one who stays.
To the phone, Harry, you're no good.